This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead this week, Kelowna gets set to host the Home Hardware CHL NHL Top Prospects game. We'll take a look at the WHL representation for the game at Prospera Place in less than 2 weeks' time. Western Hockey League recently hosted a Prospects Information Night in Winnipeg. Brandon Wheat King's governor and general manager, Kelly McCrimmon, he was one of the presenters. We'll hear what Kelly had to say and get an update on his club as they battle it out in that very tight Eastern Conference playoff race. Finally, WHL Player of the Week, Colin Smith of the Kamloops Blazers, will be our guest. Well, 14 players from the Western Hockey League will play for Team Cherry and Team Orr in the Home Hardware CHL NHL Top Prospects game. That list includes WHL defenseman Derek Pouliot of the Portland Winterhawks, Griffin Reinhardt, the Edmonton Oil Kings, Ryan Murray of the Everett Silvertips, Damon Severson from the Kelowna Rockets, Red Deer Rebels defenseman Matthew Dumba, and Vancouver Giants defenseman Brett Kulak. The forwards include Colton Sissons from the host Kelowna Rockets, Chandler Stevenson of the Regina Pats, Lucas Sutter of the Saskatoon Blades, Regina Pats import Dominic Volek, Coda Gordon of the Swift Current Broncos, Tim Bozon of the Kamloops Blazers, Mike Winther of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Brendan Truk of the Seattle Thunderbirds. In total, 40 players from across the CHL take part in the game, set for Kelowna's Prospera Place February 1st.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kelly McCrimmon's the general manager for the Brandon Wheat Kings. He was recently in Winnipeg talking to young hockey players that might be thinking the Western Hockey League would be the way they'd like to go. Kelly, you were one of the guest speakers at the information night. Tell us why you thought it was important for you to say your piece.
Well, I think it's a great forum to get our message out to young players, and with representation we had with Tyler Bolt from the league office, Trevor Kidd, former player in our league and in the National Hockey League, the World Junior Program, that experience, and then as well Mike Sarand from the University of Manitoba Bisons. It was a chance for us to talk to players, talk about the Western Hockey League, talk about the importance that teams and our league place on education, the WHL scholarship, and as well spend a lot of time talking about player development and the player experience.
Now, Kelly, you've seen it from both sides, player and as a coach. Talk about the Western Hockey League, and if you could sell it to a prospective prospect, what do you say about it?
Well, I think from a development standpoint that, when you look at the National Hockey League draft and the number of players that they select from the Canadian Hockey League, I think when you look at the program of excellence with Hockey Canada, both the under-17 and under-18 programs, but much higher profile, the World Junior program, the representation that Major Junior Hockey has on that stage. I believe this year 21 and 22 players that were from Major Junior Hockey. That really, I think, speaks volumes to the job that we do developing players. And I think when you look, just in a team-by-team basis, the opportunity to have the level of coaching that's available in our league now, that to me is one area that just continues to improve. We've got a lot of coaches in our league that have National Hockey League experience. We've got people in our league that are going to be moving on to pro hockey. And I think, again, when you look at some of the coaches in the National Hockey League, the Brent Sutters, the Todd McClellans, the Mike Babcocks, the Ken Hitchcocks, these guys all, got their training in Major Junior Hockey. So I think when you add that type of coaching ability to a program, it really helps develop the players. And then the final thing, I guess, in my mind that always really benefits the development of players is that opportunity to play against the best players. And when players grow up playing minor hockey, that's usually their number one goal, is to play at the highest level they possibly can, to play with the best players, against the best players. And I think when you're in that type of an environment, it really assists the development process.
And finally, with your own team, you made the big splash at the deadline, acquiring Kevin Sunder. I know it hasn't been an easy path for you guys as you toil there in the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference, but I'm sure you're looking for your team here to gel and come together and really push here after the trade deadline.
Yeah, we're excited about the challenge here in front of us. We've got to play better, and I think that we're all confident that we've got a good team. I think that there was times in the first half we felt we were as good as any team in the Eastern Conference, and Certainly, we've got room to improve here based on our play over the last month, and we're looking forward to that challenge and getting better here as a team in the second half.
Yeah, and like it is in the East, it seems every year that first round playoff matchup, a 1-8, is going to be extremely tough, isn't it?
Really competitive, and first of all, who the eight are going to be, much less looking at what the matchups will be. I think that you're going to see four really even series that anything could happen, and I think as well for fans down the stretch, the playoff race is going to be very entertaining and really, I think, provide an environment where players are going to have lots to play for every night.
Kelly, thanks for being on WHL this week. Good luck down the stretch.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Portland Winterhawks goaltender Matt Carruth is the WHL and CHL goaltender of the week. He led his team to three wins, stopping 95 of 98 shots along the way. Kamloops Blazer forward Colin Smith is the WHL Player of the Week. Three goals and four assists, helping the Blazers to pad their lead atop the BC division with three wins. I caught up with the 18-year-old.
Quite the week for yourself, quite the week for the team.
Yeah, three games, three wins. So it was a good time for our club, and we needed the wins and moved us up in the standings.
As we're talking right now, the Blazers have been one of the hottest teams going in the Western Hockey League, and your line's a big part of that. Talk about the three of you. It's yourself, J.C. LaPon, and Timmy Boza on the import.
Yeah, I think all year, right from the get-go, we got put together, and we didn't get moved around, and it allowed us to build some chemistry. And, I think that after Christmas especially, I think, we have familiarity with each other, and it's paying off. And we're just having fun coming to the rink and just working together and just going to keep keep scoring goals. So,
offense, this team is full of it. 5-20 goal scorers, you're in that group.
Yeah, I think, you'll find that we got a lot of depth, and one line might be going one night, and someone else will pull the load. So I think that, everyone, it's a combined effort, and, there's a lot of firepower.
Colin, what's the team's focus as we speak? A double-digit lead on the Vancouver Giants for top spot in the BC division, but what's this team focusing on right now?
I think it's just getting better every day. There's always going to be someone in front of you, and obviously, there's Tri-Cities ahead of us, so I think there's always motivation to come to the rink and work on things for you to get better, personally and as a team. So I think every day we're just trying to, up our game and be ready for the stretch here.
You were passed over in the draft, but you did go to the Edmonton Oilers as a free agent to their prospects tournament. Any motivation out of that from the offseason?
Yeah, I think you could say that. Anytime nobody wants you, it's not a good feeling, and it's gonna motivate you to kind of show them wrong. And I think for me, it's just me trying to be the best player I can be. And if they don't like it, then they don't like it. But I'm gonna do everything I can to help my team win and focus on this year.
All right. Well, one of the weapons in the Blazers. Congratulations on the WHL Player of the Week, Colin, and good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to guests Kelly McCrimmon as well as Colin Smith. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.